It's now approximately 24 hours since we last recorded. In that time, we picked up David at the airport after he had been traveling some 24 hours and claims he hasn't slept for 40 hours or something like that because of the fact that he had only 1 hour sleep the night before he left. There was someone he had to say goodbye to. This morning, things started off in a normal fashion. David led it off with some water streaking. And apparently it was a first for the Georgian Bay, or at least this part of the Georgian Bay, as David went bare-ass out to the western sun. Followed by Peter and by Bob. And it caused quite a consternation because we had a 13-year-old girl here who should not have been seeing these things. Now, there's a young man by the name of Yorgo who wants to say something to you. Just one moment.
This is Yorgo at ringside here down at the waterfront, and here we have our famous water streakers locally around me. Mr. Levenfeld, I think, has stepped out for the moment now, but we're going to talk to the number two water streaker and ask him how the things were water streaking this morning. Peter Urikaris, how was your water streak this morning?
It was okay. I was a little tired on the ass there a while. You know, you get in the wake, and it's pretty good, but you turn out and you try to sit down on your skis, and it just, it's like a knife in there, you know? There's no way to get around it.
Do you think water streaking is more confining or more difficult than the plain old water skiing?
Well, when you first get under, you're a little cautious because you don't want to fall. You know, it could result in some serious redness in certain areas. But besides that, afterwards, you're just a little conscious of it, and you know you tend to split your legs a little more when you're skiing on the straightaways. It's more interesting. It's more fun.
Well, that was the report from the number two water streaker. And over here we have, he thinks, feels that water streaking, even though it may be more dangerous, is more delightful for the splitting of the legs. Just a second here, and we'll speak to our number two, three water streaker, Robert Putnam, who is our first water streaker to slalom on one ski. Take it away, Robert.
I just have to say, Les, that I was very disappointed with the turnout this morning. We had a very, very small crowd for such a momentous occasion, and we must admit there was quite a bit of grief from some of the members of the crowd, which we felt was rather in bad sportsmanlike conduct. But, however, it was thrilling for those of us who did participate, and we hope that perhaps those of you out there in TV land might be able to join us someday in such a momentous occasion.
Did you feel the oohs and ahs from the audience were insufficient to continue your water streaking habits in the future?
Well, I would say that we like to be undaunted in these types of endeavors, so I hope that maybe someday we can come back and have a repeat performance with full appreciation. Yes, as soon as the long arm of the law here will relent a bit, we might be able to get out from under.
There it was from Robert Putnam, our first slalom water streaker, and he feels that even though he had an enjoyable time, that the audience was insufficient to continue further streaking at the moment. Back to Milton Levenfeld, and later we'll have an interview with our first water streaker, David Levenfeld.
Well, Bob was mentioning the long arm of the law, and that's me. And I'm going to enforce the rule of law in water skiing. And the rule of law is that there shall be no nudity. Now this rule of law has been laid down by one Iona Levenfeld to protect the innocence and sweetness of her lovely 13-year-old daughter, who during all this had to avert her eyes and therefore could not see the water all morning. And we do not want to keep Judy from seeing the water and other nice things. Consequently, it is now the rule in the Eric Harris cottage that when Judy's at the beach, everybody has their pants on. It was the rule before this that they weren't to go water streaking because of the neighbors, but this morning we adopted a neighbor be damned attitude.
Neighbors over on the rocks, of which there were two when before we started the started the festivities, increased to three, and there were even reports of four neighbors out pouring on the rocks cheering us on. So.
In fact, there was some thought toward the middle of it to charge admission, but that was soon voted down because we didn't want to bring this into crass commercialism. It was merely to give one a chance to have a little bit of freedom in the crotch area. That this whole thing came about. Now, it's been raining. You wouldn't believe it, but in Ontario it rains. And David went downstairs, but David is now, I think, ready to report. I'm going to give you the announcer for this event so that he can bring you David Levenfeld.
Here we are back at Water Sign, and our famous water streaker, the first man to have the guts to drop his pants on the skis, David Levenfeld, will have a few words to tell you about the novel and interesting event. We will check our record books. This Georgian Bay record might be the first one in history. David Levenfeld, the record breaker. Take it away, David.
Man, does my scrotum hurt.
Why is that, David? Explain further.
Well, let me talk. Let me go into this. It all started off pretty well. I went around a couple of times on two skis and out into the channel and everything. And being the pioneer and everything, I felt that that was enough. But then my cousin Peter thought that he was equally cool. So he took it on in back to the cottage going the same amount as me. So I figured that I should try slaloming. So I'll try to slalom for the first time.
Let me interrupt you right now. You know that you are not the first slalom streaker. How do you feel about that, David, after being the first water streaker?
Well, I thought I'd let my cousin-in-law, Robert, try it out. But I was the first one to do it and to also successfully fall, therefore putting my scrotum in its present condition of being red and very irritated.
So you think that water streaking, especially slalom streaking, is bad for the scrotum?
I wouldn't say that. It could be rough on the scrotum if you fall, but generally it gives your gonads quite a good feeling.
The floppy air about the gonads is comfortable, you say?
Yes, just as comfortable as sleeping in a double bed with my cousin Peter.
Oh, thank you very much, David Levenfeld. Here is Yorgo Yerikaris at Waterside saying good day and may God bless.